All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed, as always, in Jesus' mighty name. Got a guest coming up in a couple minutes. Joel Altman from Conservative Daily Podcast will hop on for about 15 minutes. Let's hop to a couple things here real quick. Colin Rugg tweet, set to put this out. FBI, 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 same as always. Didn't want to go too far last night because I'm just a sweet person. Didn't want to go too far, but here we go again. Breaking, Colin Rugg tweet, breaking. I hope I can get this right. Appalachie.
I think it's Appalachie.
Appalachie. Let's go Appalachie. High school shooter Colt Gray's mugshot has been released. 14-year-old is currently being held in Department of Justice juvenile facility. Department of Justice juvenile facility. That is very weird.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, that does not happen. I want everyone to know that. That does not ever happen. You're talking about a cop right here, 25 years. The feds do not come and take kids and put them in a DOJ facility. That never happens. That didn't happen. That never happens at any other school shooting ever. But suddenly now, I wonder why. I wonder why they're doing that. And is reportedly helping in the sheriff's office investigation. Mm. New reports say Gray was obsessed with school shooters like Parkland's Nicholas Cruz. Gray was known to the FBI. There it is. Mm-hmm. Our good friends at the FBI. Once again, fantastic job, guys. Great job. Gray was known to the FBI, who was tipped off about him. I don't know why Colin Rugg put it just a year ago. Maybe he's being sarcastic. A year ago, they knew about him. I mean, how do they know about a 14-year-old a year ago? And now he's being held for, again, when somebody commits a crime inside, I'm trying to remember the county in Georgia, see if you can find that out for me, Aaron. The county, I don't think it's not Appalachie County, it's some other county. But anyway, they have juvenile facilities right there. Why is he being held in a Department of Juvenile Justice facility? That makes absolutely, you know what? Department of Juvenile Justice, that might be local. DJJ, that's local. That's local. That's local. So I thought it said Department of Justice. It's Department of Juvenile Justice. So DJJ is probably local. So I take that part back, at least for now. But I don't take this part back. The FBI knew about him a year ago. Gray was even questioned at the time. At the time that the FBI knew about him by officers. The county's right there. Jackson County, Georgia.
Wow.
That's a little strange that they knew about a year ago. So he was 13. The FBI knew about Colt Gray as a 13-year-old 1 year ago and did absolutely freaking nothing. You know, you can do things about this, right? And I'm not talking about ridiculous red flag laws or anything like that. There are things that you can do when you know that somebody is a threat to themselves or others. In the state of Florida, it's called a Baker Act, where it's 72 hours worth of psychological care. And in certain situations, you can clear the firearms out of the house. You're like, I know a lot of people don't like that, but if you're Colt Gray, you ought to not have access to firearms. Would everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, there's no more fervent advocate of anybody having any firearm they want, more than me. But I'm just saying, if you Baker Act a kid who is having suicidal or homicidal ideations, the firearms got to go somewhere else than the home where he has access to them.
Absolutely.
Because that's the way that it should be. That's the way that it has to be. All right. And they knew about this kid a year ago when he was 13. I am very confused about, and again, this is one right after another, because there seems to be these shootings at very convenient times all the time. You know, right when we find out that the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, Deputy Chief of Staff.
Yeah.
Deputy Chief of Staff's son is her last name. Was found out that she is a Chinese agent. And lo and behold, there's a shooting. You know, it's very strange. You know, it's just very strange that as things come out about various other, whether it's, you know, interesting little stories coming out. J.D. Vance, credit Dan Bongino. J.D. Vance was at his latest rally, and he had to have 38 Secret Service agents there, you know, to secure the area. And of course, because J.D. Vance's stuff is jam-packed full all alone. Try that with Tim Walz. Should we try it with Tim Walz? Go to a local Chamber of Commerce. Go to a local Elks Lodge. and see if Tim Walz could fill the building. J.D. Vance, however, is filling auditoriums. So they had 38 agents there. You know how many of them were Secret Service agents? Well, let me just get this for those of you that didn't watch Bongino this afternoon. 4 out of 38. 4 were Secret Service agents. The rest were Alejandro Mayorkas's DHS agents who are trained to investigate sex crimes. Are they even a or any other crime? Are they even police officers with the DHS, Department of Homeland Security? Do they have arresting powers? Who do they have various jailing agreements with? Department of Homeland Security obviously existed. When I was a cop, I never heard of them making arrests. They didn't have to come, I don't believe, to the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office and make arrangements that if they made an arrest, they could put them in the Sarasota County Jail. I never heard anything about that. Kind of weird, isn't it? And of course, the place where Thomas Crooks did his rifle practice where he practiced being a sharpshooter, being a sniper, where the rifle range that he practiced at was a DHS rifle range, I guess, in between his various encrypted contacts in Germany and New Zealand, right? I mean, this is truly amazing. The FBI knows about this guy a year ago and does nothing. You can Baker Act him and you can take his firearms away. I mean, give me a break. I mean, it's absolutely a joke. Just put up the quick mugshot. There he is. Just want everybody to know. He looks like a chief suspect for deep state recruitment. Can everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
All right, let's get Joel Ullman on. Conservative media podcast, one of my favorite people on the planet. Also from Frank Speech, of course. Joel Ullman, one of the best, stood up in the midst of all this COVID stuff. Some of the best commentary out there. Some of the best guests out there. I just welcome you. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for coming back on. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're the best. Hey, listen, launch into it. What are we talking about tonight? Give me something. Let's launch into something.
Oh, man, I could break your heart with more judicial misconduct and the
rotting
apparatus.
Let's go there. That's right up my alley.
So I originally got sued for talking about Eric Coomer. So Eric Coomer sued me. He was on that call. Don't worry about it. Trump's not going to win. And he's like, I wasn't on that call. Right. And then he went out and he deleted all his social posts and he decided that he was going to write an article about me and say how much it wasn't true and that I did it for clicks.
Hey Joe, backstory that for 2 minutes, though, just in case some of my audience doesn't know that. Backstory just for 2 minutes.
I got involved in 2020 because they were locking things down. I started the reopen movement in Colorado. It spread across the entire nation.
Right.
I never got involved in politics, got on an Antifa call quite by accident. Fast forward to the election, we all saw what happened. I was up elk hunting on that Friday, which is, 3 days after the election from Tuesday. And I get something that they send to me that has this thing about the election machines going down in Georgia. And the spokesperson was Eric Coomer. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, this is the same guy that was on this Antifa call. I was looking for Antifa journalists. They were writing bad stuff about me. That's the year, by the way, that I was Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year finalist. They said, if you just shut your mouth, you'll win. I run 2 tech companies. I have gun stores and ranges. I've been wildly successful, blessed beyond what I probably would ever deserve. And so I stood up. And that Monday, I came out and said, this is what I know. And my life forever changed. I mean, I have live in a house with bulletproof glass, thermal cameras. I got sued. My wife has been attacked. My daughter's been attacked. I had personal security detail for 18 months. People came to my house with guns. I send powder through the mail. They came to my business. They basically did everything they could to attack my family. And then I spent the last 3.5 years being defamed by the radical left and the media and saying that I'm an election denier. I went to Washington, D.C. in early January and told them what they were going to do to steal the election, wrote out an entire model. That model is still relevant today. And so I've been fighting. And so that ever since then, I had to step down as the CEO of my company. I've been dealing with a lawsuit. I've been deposed probably a dozen times in different capacities. And Eric Coomer, this Satanist that wrote about raping his wife, that posted the Antifa Manifesto and said he hated America and hated Trump and hated police officers and wanted to kill all of them. That guy is telling the truth and I'm lying and I put out all this information frankly, they've just defamed me to death. So there's a separate case where Clay Clark was sued. Yep. with Thrive Time by Eric Coomer. So I had to do a deposition. They said that I must tell them who the Antifa kid was that got me on the call. They told me that I had to divulge who gave me access to the social posts. And based on what they've done to me, based on the fact that they've killed multiple people and that these are really, really evil people, I was like, I already made a commitment that I would never do that. And so I said no. So I was in the deposition. They asked me the question, made sure it was in a courthouse that it was 78 degrees and I wouldn't answer the question. And they basically said that they would go get the judge and made threats. And so I got up and left. And the judge magistrate that they went in front of said it's a three that he's going to recommend. She's going to make it recommend a $300 fine per day for every day that you don't divulge the information and fine you in contempt of court. So usually you get a hearing, you can walk in and say, look, this is my life. I can see what happens to people. I have an AR-15 next to my bed. I've been attacked viciously. This guy doesn't have they don't have the same means that I do. And I've been relegated to a podcaster. I was a journalist. I have protections as a journalist and I don't even need the source because I am the source. I was the one that was on the call. And so they've turned this into, no, we're going to change all the rules. And then the judge, because that was a magistrate, said, no, you know what? I'm not only going to do that, but I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to charge you $1,000 a day, make you pay all of their legal bills. And I'm not even a party to the lawsuit. So I'm not a party to the lawsuit with Clay Clark and Eric Coomer. They made up all this stuff. I can't appeal. I have no appealability on the case. And the judge basically said outside the jurisdiction of that case that you're my slave and I'm going to charge you $1,000 a day and I'm going to ruin you. And so this is just that end around of lawfare that's completely illegal and completely because the judge is just a rotted piece of trash. And frankly, I don't own anything anyway anymore. Like I don't own my companies anymore. I had to sell off all my shares, put it into my retirement trust, hand over things to other people and walk away. And so
what specifically were you accused of? What was the specific allegation against you by these trumped up charges? What was it specifically?
It's not trumped up charges. I went to a deposition. They forced me to go to a deposition.
Trumped up accusations is what I mean more than, yeah, but go ahead.
They're saying that Eric Coomer was not on the call, that he did not, have conversations with Antifa and that somewhere along the line that I made it up and that Dominion didn't steal elections. And I'm like, this is the biggest gaslighting ever. Like you piece of trash thieves. There's a protection order in a case with Patrick Byrne out of Washington, D.C.
Yep.
that has, 600,000 pages of documents from Dominion, and they won't let anybody see it. No, the public's not allowed to see it. You're allowed to sue for defamation, and then you protect the emails that you get from Dominion, which show Eric Coomer was running the show. And then all the other information that came out of multiple states about what Dominion has done, and we're supposed to say it's misinformation, disinformation, they just repeat the same lie because they're nothing but liars.
Right.
And so that's the thing. And so I got up and said, I'm not going to put another person in danger. I'm not going to put another person in peril. I'm not going to let them bully and intimidate and do the bad things that they've done to me, to other people. I've taken it. And frankly, it's been very difficult. But, you know, now they basically said their pound of flesh is to ruin me financially. So
yeah, so it's a defamation angle is what we're talking about here, right? That allegedly they're claiming that you falsely made a false claim against Coomer. That's what basically alleged. Yeah, you said that
he was the director.
He's claiming he wasn't on the call, and you're saying that he was.
He was the director of strategy and security for Dominion Voting Systems.
Right.
He owns the attribution model for Dominion Voting Systems. He is responsible and was there in Mongolia when that went bad. I went through and listened to his videos on YouTube. I compared his voice. I didn't just flamboyantly come up with this deal. And then if you just check the history of who this guy is, he posted the Antifa manifesto one day after it came out in June of 2020. He is the most vile human being. He's got a Church of Satan tattoo on his arm for the screaming Pope. He wrote about raping his wife, peeing on her, making her bark like a dog. In 2022, he ran into a building, left the scene of the crime, went into his own bar, drank a couple shots, and when the cop asked him if he hit the building, he lied and had no problem lying, just lied, literally, over and over and over again. And the lawyer showed up on the side of the road and got him out of a influencing a public official felony. And obviously they don't, even though he did the crime, they're not going to charge him with it because, you know, why would you charge a demon with doing something wrong? And there's so much more to this guy than just that. But unfortunately, the guy that actually has given back to the community and has done everything to support the community and, you know, has served on multiple boards and given up hundreds of thousands every year to and run successful businesses and as a Christian conservative, somewhere along the line, I gave up all of that because I just wanted to advertising clicks, right? So it's the most absurd thing ever, and so it's yeah.
Well, there you're you part go. Of you appears to be a, you're a lo- you're part of a long line now because you have Rudy Giuliani, who was fined $48 million in a defamation. What was that?
He got sued with me.
He was part of that.
President Trump got sued. OAN. Yeah. They all got sued.
Right.
By Eric Coomer. For just having me on their show or talking to me. That's it. So he can sue me all he wants, right? But he's suing everybody else that even has a conversation with me, which is not the definition of defamation. That's where you just go and collect information from people, and that's what they were doing. And this piece of trash demon literally gets put. I mean, look, I'm so angry, I can't even.
I mean, well, what set you up, what set everybody up, but part of what set everybody up was. And all they have the news that came out today. I'm looking at my slides here from Jack Posobiec about the Chinese loan to China loaned Fox the money to pay off Dominion. You guys get that? I mean, it's truly amazing. Patrick Byrne, he told him about it, put it out today. I told you about this backstory a long time ago when Fox decided to pay what $750 million to Dominion.
$787 million.
$787 million to Dominion. It's over because now what you're saying is. If I have you on the show and you espouse a viewpoint that, you know, that the bourgeois leftist elitist or just whatever, any institutionalized globalist or leftist in any state can now say that they've defamed somebody. Because if you're at Fox, how can you have an editorial section of a paper anymore? How can you ever interview anybody? Because if you interview them and they espouse a viewpoint that violates some narrative, then the person who hosted the interview can now be charged with defamation. So I don't even see how CNN isn't riveted to their souls because how are they ever going to have an interview with another person again? Because if you host an interview that somehow defames somebody that, and of course we'll get into the definition of defamation, which is a joke anyway, but somehow defames somebody, the host of the interview will now be charged because Fox obviously didn't espouse any of these things. But they paid anyway, and now their loan is being paid off by a Chinese company. And let's wonder where that Chinese company's roots, how far they go, how many tentacles they go. 49% of Fox is owned by BlackRock, blah blah blah. But I mean, you know, and Rudy Giuliani's lawsuit, Shane Moss and Ruby Freeman, you know,
BlackRock, you have all these different companies that actually invested in Dominion Voting Systems, ES&S, Smartmatic, and those are the same people. So they picked up it from one pocket, put it in the other pocket. It's money laundering. It's the same thing we saw at ActBlue, the same thing we saw every single time we turn around. We have been right 100% of the time. The people have dug in, got to the bottom of the information. We look at what happened with COVID. We look at what happened at the border, the trafficking of children, the organ harvesting, what they did in DHS and how they handled the children that were coming in from the border. Everywhere you look, they literally are playing whack-a-mole, covering up the truth. And the same thing happened here. And now this judge, this crooked, rotted judge.
Hey, name the jurisdiction, Joe. What's the jurisdiction? What's the jurisdiction?
It's
the judge.
It's the Denver Federal Court. It's name? It's terrible. It's the Ninth District. These people are absolutely 1,000% criminal. They're criminal.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Oh, yeah. They treat us like slaves. They treat us like slaves, and we've had enough of it. I've certainly had enough of it, and I frankly don't. How do you even have a lawless society like we live in right now and expect for people to follow the law? And sooner or later, when it comes off the rails, those people are going to be held responsible. And those people are the ones that literally, I mean, you want to go back to the 1700s, 1800s, those are the people that ended up on, with the tichy torches and the hanging rope, because people are tired. They're tired of these liars just getting away with doing all the things that they've done in our communities.
Well, we've been talking about it on this podcast for a long time. You know, the mirage lifted for me 5 years ago. I wish I could go back, but I can never go back. Once you take the red pill, it's over. And I was a solid gun-toting conservative before that. But now you just understand that the entire system's a lie, because now all they're doing is hauling people, you, Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, Alex Jones on the civil defamation side, obviously Trump raiding his, various criminal charges, everything else, civil crimes, Peter Navarro, everybody. They haul you in front of a blue judge with a blue prosecutor, blue jury, blue grand jury, blue appellate court, and a blue Supreme Court. Where would you go in Colorado? I mean, they make sure that you're charged there, because if you defame somebody, you could be charged in any state in the union, because if you're a national broadcaster and if you're on a national interview, you could be you could be charged with defamation. That's what they did with Alex Jones. They hauled him in front of Alex Jones lives in Austin, Texas. Of course, that's a mistake for living in Austin, because Austin's obviously a leftard hub. And then, so his cases were Austin, Texas, in front of a blue judge, blue jury, blue prosecutor, and then Hartford, Connecticut. And now he's down $1 billion. You have no chance. There's no way. And people honestly think that the truth will set you free. Only if God's the purveyor of truth, only if God's the arbiter of truth, will the truth set you free. Because in one of these situations, if you've ever been in law enforcement, you know how this works. It starts with a probable cause. And it's the same thing with civil things, too. It all starts with an affidavit. And that affidavit is submitted to attorneys. It's submitted to grand juries. It's submitted to prosecutors, depending on whether it's civil or criminal. Yours is a civil thing, but a criminal, you have the criminal side, too. And a judge, somebody has to decide whether, if it's a prosecutor, they decide whether to file actual charges or not. And then judges decide whether there's any sort of credence to the civil charge. If it's somebody who's a political activist, you're finished. You're absolutely finished, because you take the example that I always use. You could be charged with bike theft, stealing a bike, and you have, and this is you're in Detroit, Michigan, and they know that you're a MAGA person. You could have exculpatory video evidence that shows you are nowhere near the bike theft. You could have a video showing somebody else stealing it. All you have to have is somebody with a pen writing it down. Kamala Harris has a video about it, writing down that you stole it, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nobody that's going to come and say you're free. Everybody believes in a magical they that's going to swoop in. There is no backstop until you get all the way to the Supreme Court. And who knows if they'll actually backstop you or not.
Yeah, but they had their job. They had their opportunity in 2020 with the Texas v. Pennsylvania, right? And you saw that in Pennsylvania that they found that they did violate the Constitution of Pennsylvania in the 2020 election, yet there was no remedy. They just said, we're not going to worry about it. You look at what happened in Michigan, where they literally fortified the election theft and the use of machines that they uncovered in Antrim and other places, and now they're threatening anyone and saying it's a ministerial duty to certify elections, that you have to certify it. Well, if that's the case, then you don't need the county clerk and you don't need the commissioners, right? You just do it yourself and just step all over the people. But they have to make it look as if you actually are not a slave. And so I look at this and I simply say, look, I have given up everything. I have literally given up my reputation. I've given up massive amounts of time. I've flown all over the country and I've talked about what is rotted to the core within our country. And yet, somewhere along the line, I'm still the demon. I'm still the one that not just the radical left hates, but people that are on our own side saying, Joe, just pull your own weight. Just be quiet for a minute. We'll fill you back up again. Just be quiet. And those are people that are supposed to be supporting truth. So this whole kabuki theater on the conservative ink or con ink or whatever you want to call it is disgusting to me. And frankly,
you have establishment conservatism, which you and I are not a part of. They still believe in the integrity of the FBI. Okay, they still believe in the integrity of the court system. They will never say that the 2020 election was stolen, because they consider that to be white trashy or conspiracy theorist or the theory or whatever. And it really doesn't matter how much statistical data you actually present to them. I mean, just the simplistic data coming out of Arizona overturns the election. The simplistic data coming out of Georgia overturns the election. Out of Michigan overturns the election. Certainly Wisconsin overturns the election. And so they just decide that they don't want to give up the mirage. They don't want to give up the mirage. They don't want to suffer the repercussions of being called a whack job or a conspiracy theorist. They want to still be accepted in the Washington cocktail circuit as the token Republican in the room. And these are even people that do some conservative things, but they will not actually cross that line. And what they don't realize is that they're sawing off the limb that they're sitting on, because eventually this corruption will cause them to lose their seats or their jobs or their economy. I mean, you look at the economy, you can sit there and keep puffing this thing up, as long as you want, and put out false numbers. eventually it's going to come for you. Eventually, if you make the dollar meaningless, okay, it's meaningless for all of us. You know, it's not just meaningless for, you know, the Republicans, meaningless for all of us. And that's the same thing with the judicial system, whether it's civil or criminal. If you make it meaningless or you make it corrupt, it's corrupt for every single person. And there is no, you know, it's the same MO over and over and over again. Haul them in front of a blue judge with a blue jury, blue grand jury, blue prosecutor, blue appellate court, and it's over. That's the thing. Unless you have $1 billion like Trump to get all the way to the Supreme Court, good luck to you. I mean, that, it really is that way now. That's why I would never even, yeah. I hesitate to travel to a blue state. Well, and there's some blue states I love.
I live in a blue, actually what I call a purple state. I live in a yeah. state that's actually not blue, but they've captured it with fraudulent elections.
Right.
Inside and frankly, I told them, I was like, listen, let me in. Let me take a look at the code. Let me walk through it. I'll find the rootkits. I'll find the things that are causing all these problems from a system architecture standpoint. They don't want to give me the time of day. They don't want to fix these problems. They want systems that are easily manipulatable so that they can actually decide who is the one inside of power. So they can raise your taxes. They can institutionally enslave you. They can groom your children. They can do bad things on the education system. They can do things to say, hey, we're going to expand the road and then make it a tollway so that only the wealthy can actually get home on time. I mean, they've done everything they can to destroy the American way of life while having us run around like we're just little rats on the wheel. I mean, yeah. Look, you're a minority. Tom, you are a minority shareholder in your life and who you are. 56 cents on every dollar goes to the government. That means you are less than a half a person. You are the minority shareholder when you wake up in the morning for your own life. And that right. is not what this country was founded on. That's what it's become because they've turned us into these institutional slaves. Now we wake up and they get to lie to us because of the Smith-Munst Revitalization Act of 2012. They get to walk around and lie to us, and there's no consequences. And so we okay. are going to have to be the ones that are the prescription for all that.
Yeah, but look at all that you get, Joe, for that 56%, though. Oh, nothing.
You get nothing.
That's right. You don't get nothing. You give away half your income, and you get absolutely nothing for it. Absolutely zero. Yeah, no, you know, the greatest opposition to Republicans are Republicans. And listen, I'm voting down ballot Republican, obviously voting for Trump coming up here I'm early voting in Florida. We want to get our ballots counted early, make sure we're on the record early here in Florida.
You cannot vote the machines.
Yeah, right. It's the problem. That's the deal. You know, and you know, because you look at all, I mean, it's actually a joke. Because you look at Arizona as a population of 11 million people. And Florida's got 23 million. We know who wins every election by 9 o'clock election day. Arizona, you don't know till a week later, 3 weeks later. And it's just absolutely institutionalized corruption. And when someone like you comes in, an expert, like somebody who can code, there's people that can work tech devices. And then there's people like you and Aaron, like my producer. You know, you guys are in the inner workings. You can figure it out. You can code and all those things. But a Republican won't let you in. That's the problem. Yeah. It's not even, listen, I can't stand the Democrats, but I won't allow it to invade my Christianity or affect my Christianity, but I hate when Republicans are like that. I mean, and I was about to say, like, I hate those Republicans. I guess I can't hate them, but they're actually the problem because you would have access because Maricopa County, Bill Gates runs those elections in Maricopa County, Arizona. He's a Republican. Brad Raffensperger runs the elections in Georgia. Why would you not want a forensic tech audit? That makes no sense. I mean, unless you want corruption.
But they do want corruption. They do right. want to steal from you. They want to be able to lie to you and bully you and push you into a corner and demoralize you. And that's what they do. And frankly, I've been fighting it for so long that it's like second nature to me. I've gotten to the point where I used to get really angry and just want to tear people's face off. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm from the south side of heaven. Like, I'm not Jesus. I follow Jesus. I try to follow him. Some days I'm okay with the fact that I to be in judgment if I had to literally throw someone around like a rag doll. I mean, I grew up a fighter. I'm really smart. I love people. But what they've done to our country is deplorable. It doesn't even, it's embarrassing that we haven't risen up already. and we haven't applied force to these people and saying, no, 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 we're done. We're done. We're not going through this anymore. And these are sleeper cells from World War II that went and got distributed after World War II that were all the Nazis and the communists and the really bad people. And they basically just waited. They sat and wait, and they planned and planned and planned over decades and generations. And here's what we have now after they started taking over parts of our country. And we're stuck with evil people and good men doing absolutely nothing. So there, I believe it's changing, but
you can find the essence of Nazism everywhere. You got Chrystia Freeland inside of Canada, you know, deputy prime minister, grandfather Nazi. Of course, Klaus Schwab's dad was a Nazi, and that's you'll own nothing and be happy. And the very definition of fascism is government mixed with corporatism. Giant companies owning everything that are controlled by the government, that are merged with the government. And then you, if you qualify, you can rent from them. And you can rent your food from them. You can rent your couch from them. And if you don't get a proper social credit score because I went and bought a gun from your gun shop, you know what? No food for you for the month. And that's exactly, that goes right in line with what you're saying about them suppressing you and holding you down, controlling your behavior. But my whole thing is I don't get it. I do get it. But what we have to just go ahead and say is, the Republican, the establishment Republican Party, which of course that's what why Trump is such a threat to them, is against us, and we have to say that out loud. And you have to actually get people on the record, whether it be the Bill Gates of the world, the Raffensburgers of the world, and various others, you know, that Mike Lindell has been fighting. When you hear Mike Lindell's interviews, it's never about Democrats. He never really has any problems with Democrats. It's the Republicans that are trying to keep the 100% elections fraudulent. And because they're not really Republicans, they're Democratic Party puppets, they're Democratic Party shills. And I want to make this really clear to everybody. They're not Democrat Party-controlled Republicans. They are Democrats. They are actually acting Democrats who vote Democrat, but they take Republican positions so that true conservatives aren't in those spaces. And people like Joe Altman can't go in and do a forensic audit. Why would anybody not want a forensic audit? You can forensic audit Foundation Church. You can forensic audit. I mean, why would you not want it unless you're trying to hide corruption? You know, again, and that's, you know, the SAVE Act is coming up with the SAVE Act. And I don't believe it, but we have the SCOTUS ruling right now. It's illegal now in the United States, according to SCOTUS precedent now, for an illegal alien to register to vote. So, you know, I mean, I don't get it. The other thing,
but
too.
But that doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Well, who's going to enforce it? Who's going to enforce it?
Exactly. Right. Because the problem is that they have literally deballed the Supreme Court. They've made it just, they already said that they're not listening to them when it comes to the forgiving of debt for people in college. I mean, he's just writing empty checks. Just he put it on the back of you, put it on the back of me, put it on the back of our children and grandchildren, and generations will never know. And so they've already decided that they can do whatever they want because there are no teeth to the American people. And until we actually have the teeth and stand up and literally go in and evict them and hold them accountable for their behaviors, whether we're talking about a rotted judiciary, which is what got us here, by the way, they captured the judiciary first, yep. Right? Then they moved over to the legislatures.
Yeah, Soros.
And so you see what they did in the with the DAs and things like that, because if they can rot.
Yeah, Who's Soros connected to? Not another Nazi. Yeah, that's right.
And so look at how many downstream problems that we have, and you literally sit there. Most people sit there and go, I can't watch the news. I got to turn it off. I just got to go back in my corner and act like it's not there. And I'm telling you right now, sooner or later is going to come to your doorstep. It came to my doorstep first because I was the first one to speak truth. And Galatians 4:16 says, am I the enemy because I tell you the truth? And the reality of it is you are the enemy if you were speaking truth. You are the enemy of the enemy. And so you have to just be comfortable with that and be comfortable being uncomfortable with the idea that we were meant to fight against evil. Like God, over the course of the Bible, has said it over and over and over again.
That's correct.
Ephesians 6:10.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, it's all over the Bible. I actually preached about it on Sunday. A lot of Christians, they believe that we're here to make peace. We're not here. That's not Jesus. It's actually Matthew 10:34-36. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4. So it's like, you know, we are that we are, and we have to be comfortable in that warfare. Let me get your, you know, you have like, you've heard about all the Act Blue stuff. And I would love for you to be able to do a forensic audit of Act Blue, because you have little old ladies in the middle of Michigan giving 7,000 times a month. I mean, where is the FEC? I mean, Act Blue, I mean, that's not even hyperbolic what I just said. That's absolutely true. They found it countless times over and over again, O'Keefe Media, when they've run these things down, and you found people that have given 20,000 times, like a dollar at a time, $3 at a time. So over a 4-year period, they gave like $275,000. They have no idea whatsoever. How hard would that even be to track if you were the FBI or the FEC? And nobody does a thing about it. It's a giant money laundering operation, just like the border. You know, they can say all those are individual, you know, donations, small donations that don't break FEC rules. But it's could it be?
But why did nobody get arrested? No. Why did nobody go to jail?
I know. Well, they make these selective arrests. You know, that's the funny thing. You know, you got the assistant chief of staff.
You mean like grandmas that go down to J6 to... Those arrests, they can put them in jail for 4 years and have illegals.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There's certain crimes that aren't crimes that you'll be arrested for. All of Trump's 34 felonies that don't exist. They don't. Those have never existed before. And then, like you said, violators of the FACE Act, which is not allowing people to enter into an abortion clinic. How are you not allowing them to enter in when you're standing on the sidewalk singing "How Great Thou Art," and now you're in prison? I mean, and, you know, the other, I could go all night. The law enforcement end of it really torques me off. Whether it's Matthew Graves, U.S. attorney in D.C., you know, they're trying to get another, I think they're trying to make another 1,200,000 arrests for 1-6 for knowingly trespassing when nobody knew they were trespassing. Because people like Ray Epps removed the barriers. We all saw it on video. So everyone was walking in. Nobody even knew. These are people that never went into the Capitol, never touched a police officer, never broke anything. Standing there, and Matthew Graves is going, the man who refused for a long time to cooperate with the Hunter Biden investigation, but he wants to arrest people for knowingly trespassing on Capitol grounds. But the only problem is they didn't know it. I mean that is the status of our judicial system right now.
And frankly, it's debilitating because you feel like you're being raped. And that's in essence what's happening, is that the American people are being raped and raped and raped and raped and raped. And we are watching it happen, and we're saying, look, they're raping Americans. And then they're over there saying, don't listen to them. They're not being raped. They're just over exaggerating. You know, that's not right. Oh my gosh, they came in. It was an insurrection. And they try to hide everything that they can while they rape the American people. What they did on January 6th was a redress of grievances, that just like they did 100 times before that with the radical left going in and doing the same thing.
Right.
Redress of grievances, and I don't hold it against anyone, but what they saw was this thing that was going to take over that evil, and they're like, we got to stop this because they're going to rise up. But here's the problem, Tom. We're at that place right now where we're going to rise up as people, as men. And the women that are listening, I got to tell you something. I am so grateful for the fact that they put bubble gum and duct tape over our society while we were just asleep.
Yeah.
But there are men now that need to do men's work. They need to get out there, and they need to stand there, and they need to come together and set aside petty differences and be men, be brothers.
Yep, that's right. Amen. Well, that's on. What do you think now? So give me your opinion on where we're at. I've already kept you for half an hour. I was only supposed to keep you 15 minutes. We're doing what we usually do, me and you. All right. Yeah. Do you got a couple more minutes, Joe? Or do you need to go? Okay, yeah. I don't want to keep you. But what do you think now? Current status, election process, where are we at? Do you think, we're any better off than we were 4 years ago? Any better off than we were 2 years ago? What do you think? Just your opinion on it. What do you think the odds are that we're going to get a fair election?
we're not. Okay, just so you know, I'm not. This is not a black pill moment. This is not a red pill moment. This is a God's moment. Okay. They're going to steal the election. They're already setting it up right now. They're talking about how Harris is now the most popular presidential candidate ever. They did the same thing with Biden. She's literally not answering questions. She's not showing up in the media. They're paying people to bus them into different areas to make it look like there's some sort of popular area. There's every poll that's been put out there that's been just a basic poll, even when like it could be flocked by Democrats. They could all come in and do it, like the one that was done by Elon Musk. They had another poll where they had 2,500 people that were randomly selected for independents, Republicans, and Democrats, and it came back 78% of the people were voting for President Trump. Of the independents, Democrats, Republicans, almost 45% of the Democrats were voting for President Trump.
Yep.
They are going to steal the election in November. I don't think that. I know that. The fact that a poll hasn't moved because Bobby Kennedy joined the ticket and joined forces show you that they're going to manipulate it all the way to the bitter end. And we can see it and we know it. Now, here's the difference. Tom, have you ever fought for something in your life so hard because you knew it was the right thing to do? And no matter what the outcome was, you would be satisfied for the fact that you'd be willing to give everything for it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's where we are. And men are going to have to rise up in a way that has never been done before. We are going to have unlikely alliances. We are going to connect with gang members, poor people, wealthy people, doctors, lawyers, plumbers, unemployed, immigrants, fifth generation Americans. We're all going to be in the same position. And we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to stand up and say no. No, we're not accepting that election. We're going to have to go in and literally by the tens of thousands, we're going to go in there and we're going to remove them. And we're going to give the police a choice and we're going to give everyone a choice that you can stand with the criminals, stand with those people who have destroyed our nation, or you can stand with the people. You can stand with the people or you can stand with the criminals. And I truly believe that that's where we're at. They're going to steal every election. They're going to use those machines, those mail-in ballots. They're going to just use every instrument that they have in order to make you in this last moment the biggest institutional slave as they roll it out across the world. And how do I know it? These are the same things down in Brazil and Argentina and all these different countries. And yeah, we know it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And so we have to be willing to, and I'll end with this because I know that I've commandeered a lot of time on your show. I do appreciate it.
No, you're welcome anytime, man. You just send your people to mine. Just send, you know who they are. Just have them contact me anytime. You can pop on anytime you want.
There are four things that I think that you have to be driven by. And it's biblical. First, prayer. Pray so that you never become the very thing that you're fighting against. Number two, you got to stand up. You know, 1 John 3:16 says very simply, 1 John, not the, so it's the other John 3:16,
yep,
that God gave his life. Jesus gave his life for us. We must be willing to give our lives for our brothers. Go check it out. Great verse. Everyone kind of just walks past that one a little bit, but that's truly the meaning that I think that we have to adhere to. Third of which is we have to be able to speak. Am I the enemy because I tell you the truth? Speak that truth. And the last of which, James 2:26 says, faith without works is dead, and you have to be willing to sacrifice and stand up. It's not enough to have faith. It's not enough to stand there and pray. You got to be willing to get in the fight and stand in a place of interposition between evil people and those that would be harmed by those evil people. And when you're done with that, you just go right back to the prayer so that you never become the very thing that you're fighting against as you stand there in God's word. So that's what I think.
Well, you certainly have given your fair share. I mean, because you've given a lot over the last 4.5, 5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. Is there anything that our audience, we can direct them toward? Is there anything to support you, support something that you're doing, an organization, anything that you can direct us to? It can be Conservative Daily, it can be whatever you want. Just take a minute on that before we let you go.
You know, you're on Frank's Beach.
Yep. Yep.
And we're kind of moving you around, so you're on the prime time for Frank's Beach on the deal. We've got some stuff that I've got lined out for you, and I'm super excited about that. I'm sure they didn't tell you anything about that, but we went public.
No, I don't know anything.
So we went public.
Oh,
I took
wow.
this company public in 9 months. We did a merger. We made sure that we had all the books in order. I mean, it was basically Mike was just funding it, funding it, funding it, funding it, funding it. And I got involved. I felt like I was driven to kind of walk with Mike Lindell. And he has been battered and beaten and
oh, man.
Grifted on. I mean, there's so many bad people that were surrounding him. And huge I came hero. In and I was like, look.
Hero Mike, for America right there.
I was like, Mike, I don't hero. Want anything from you. Yeah, absolutely. And they've made him huge. Out to be the silly person. He's not a silly person.
No, he's a genius.
He's a guy that yeah. loves this country. He is.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got involved with him and said, Mike, I'm going to help you. And so people started hating on me because I was like, that guy's a grifter. That's a Fed. That's a bad. And I didn't even have to tell him. I was just like, that guy's got to go. <Get here." laughs> And so I came in, fixed the infrastructure, reduced costs by 73%, came back in and said, all right, I'm going to get involved in operations, help Mike get through audits, made sure that who we were merging with, which are good Christian men, and in that roll up, they were tight and right, and they had their audit, and then we went and found great people to help us do it, and we went public. So we went public two Thursdays ago, and it's been an absolute blessing. We've had our hiccups on it, but we're going to do great things. We have stuff that we're going to be rolling out over the next couple months. We've got some great announcements, some technology. It's going to be an innovation company. We're going to support our brothers and sisters that are with PSQH or Public Square.
Rumble, yeah, love Public Square. Yeah,
True Social. We're gonna align with them. We're gonna walk with them. We're gonna support them in building this alternate technology and what we've been able to do at Frank's Beach. And for the next, 14 days left, it trades under INCT with a D at the end, so INCTD. At the end of that 14 days, I think it's 14 days, it's going to revert to FSBN, which will be the ticker symbol for it. Go ahead and check it out. Obviously, we've had immense growth as far as revenue, and we merged with a company that is on Pink's. We're going to be moving to the same exchange not on the Pink's. It'll be on like a QX, OTCQX, same one that you would see, again, Volkswagen and some of these bigger companies. But I think the share price right now is like $4.70. The market cap is somewhere around 200 million. And so we were able to do some pretty crazy stuff. We have 10 million people that go to Frank's Beach every month. It's growing every month. And so I would just ask that people put it in their prayers that if they're driven to get truth and to support the platform, go check it out. Go to fsbn.com, check out the new stuff that's out there. And if you feel inclined, I can't tell anybody what to do, but check it out. I'm not a financial advisor. I can just tell you that I am the COO of Frank's Beach now. I ran two tech companies.
I was about
that.
What's your title there? I was going to ask you. COO?
Yeah, I'm the COO. Mike is the CEO. We have a great CFO. We've got a CMO that came from Fortune 500 companies.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, wow. So you're going to try. You're really... again, I'm keeping you, but I'm sorry if I'm keeping you too long. I just I can't stop asking you questions because this is all new to me because obviously we need to have a parallel economy, Public Square, Frank's Beach, Rumble, parallel economy. So you're going to try with your tech expertise to take Frank's Beach to a Twitter level, a Facebook level, maybe with some corporate mergings or whatever else. You're going to try to make it a major player is what we're talking about here.
You know, I'm currently working outside of Frank's Beach on an AI platform that I've spent the last 3 years working on that will rival anything else. My goal is to get rid of problems that we face as people. One of the biggest problems for businesses is AdWords. It's a $280 billion just for Google. It's a nearly half a trillion revenue point that basically sucks money out of businesses in these AdWord platforms for the search engine marketing. And so my goal is to eliminate that completely. So I'm working on a platform that'll be able to do that. I'm also working on another platform that'll allow us to get rid of spam. I know people have a massive problem with spam. And so I've been able to build on this to use what has been used for bad stuff to give you bad information, an unwoke model. So again, I'm a technologist I love to look in and to innovate and change things. And so we've been building these things. And one of my goals is that it becomes acquired by Frank's Beach. And I can't say that's going to happen, but that's my goal. And that's what I'm thinking as I look at what I've been able to invest over the last 3 years in that I want to drive into these other companies as well, the brothers and sisters, the Public Square, which is like Amazon, the Rumble, which is, you know, Chris Pavlovsky, he's a great guy. and you know, obviously Truth Social, run by Devin Nunez and Andrew Northwall, just a great group of people. And so we're going to continue to do whatever we can to support them. And I'm going to grow this to a $20 billion company or more.
Yes.
And I'm not going to stop until I'm done.
And, you know, just so everybody knows too, this is a proven, business success. Joel is he's proven successful. He's already built businesses before, been successful with everything he's done. And so this isn't somebody running smack. This is going to happen. Joe says it's going to happen. As he says, yeah, it's going to be he's going to try to build a $20 billion business. It's going to happen. So this, because he,
well, Joe, I have to say whatever this, you said, your eyes, I'm the COO. I am a COO, so I have to be very careful. I'm not telling you right now this is going to be a $20 billion company. Matter of fact, everything is future. It's a future-looking statements of what I think is going to happen in the far-off future. I got some obstacles to overcome, just like I do on a daily basis when we're out there fighting. So I just want you to know that I'm going to keep pushing hard to give us an opportunity so our kids, our grandkids can have a society and can have organizations that are driven by that truth, that are driven by that ethical and moral barometer. And you can do that and still be a publicly traded company and still make money without making it on the backs of Americans.
Amen. Amen. All right, real quick, if somebody wants to get Frank's Speech, what do they do? What's the fastest way to get on Frank's Speech, interact with Frank's Speech?
Yeah, so you can go to frankspeech.com and you can sign up there. We also have Frank Social, which is basically another social platform that's connected to Frank's Speech. You could download the app for Frank Speech and Frank Social if you go to the App Store. We're also on Roku, Apple Podcast, or Apple, or the Apple TV, Fire Stick, Google, all the different platforms. So if you have your TV in your house, you can literally go on there and get Frank Speech as well. But if you go and register, there's a bunch of great things that we have that we're going to be pushing out to you over the next couple months, some specials. Obviously, there's Mike's company, MyPillow, and so you can use some of the codes that you can get off of Frank's Speech to get even bigger discounts because it's one of the deals that we worked out. So just a lot of opportunity out there for what we're doing, and you can get those apps. But and then if you want to watch us on Rumble, obviously you can go to Frank's Speech on Rumble. It's Frank's Speech Lindell TV, and you can just go in there and subscribe. And if you want to follow me, I'm Conservative Daily Podcast.
Conservative Daily Podcast.
You can go find me on the
Audible. And just so everybody knows, Joe has like all the players, man, on that podcast. I'm talking about the biggest names in the political arena are on that. I mean, the names are on that podcast. So make sure you go to Conservative Daily Podcast. Hey, brother, thank you so much, man. Anytime you want to pop on, have your people contact me. You're on that day, that week, whatever you want.
I'm sorry they haven't contacted you yet. And I know they will be contacting you because I literally, you're one of the few podcasts that I have the time to watch, and it feeds my soul. Because literally the iron sharpens iron, and I desperately need that.
You got my number. You call me anytime you want, man. I'm always here for you. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Right.
Thank
God
you for fighting.
Brother.
All right, buddy. See you next time.
All right. Take care.
All right, everybody. Now, we want to go into overtime? Let me know in the chat now. It's 10 o'clock because the show's technically over now. That was supposed to be 15 minutes. Aaron and Will blew it up. It's their fault.
Yep.
You know, it's all, you heard how much they're interacting the entire time. All right.
Sorry.
So everybody put on the screen there. How long? Because listen, I got my stack of stuff. I got my list launching with Liz Cheney.
Oh man.
Launching with Liz Cheney. So if you guys want me to go, okay, I got the yes OT.
One more hour.
Okay. I got Perry Heather says yes. Regina Loves Art. Yes. OT. Mike Griffith. Awesome. Awesome. One more hour. Holy moly. Fedora the Explorer, who basically runs the chat, yes.
Ness.
What did Ness say?
15 minutes to flatten the curve.
15 minutes to flatten the curve. All right. Oh, so now everyone's coming out with their time guesses on how long I'm going to go.
I say at least 18 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go 10 more minutes, something like that. All right, 10 more minutes. 12 maximum, maybe 13, 14,
30
18.
More minutes.
All right, that's it. You know. All right, I got you guys. Everyone wants. All right, so here we go. Let's right into it here. You got it. Will, are we on the right one? Kamala,
yes,
HQ Lies.
Yes,
video.
Sir.
Okay, I want to make sure that I'm on the right page here. All right, so devastating news to all of us on the right here. Devastating news. Absolute shock.
Yeah.
That Liz Cheney decided to endorse and vote for Kamala Harris. What a shock. So I guess this conservative, right? This conservative is now for open borders, for gun grabbing, now loves abortion. Because Donald Trump, you know, because Donald Trump is on the right side of all these issues. So she's let's see, we'll just go one by one. So Donald Trump is for a closed border, but now Liz Cheney is voting for 15,000 illegals crossing every day. Got that. Donald Trump is pro-Second Amendment, so Liz Cheney is now anti-Second Amendment, but yet claims the entire time that Donald Trump is the great threat to America.
Yep.
Donald Trump wants abortion basically limited to, you know, 15 weeks, some along those lines, and no other abortions, basically where he stands, overturned Roe v. Wade. So I guess Liz Cheney is now in favor of Roe v. Wade and unfettered, unlimited abortions at all, you know, in all months of pregnancy. And I guess Liz Cheney, now Donald Trump is against 48-year-old men twerking their taped up testicles in front of 8-year-old girls. I guess now Liz Cheney's for that. Right? I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, I guess now Liz Cheney is for giant government and hyperinflation. But yet the entire time says, but if Donald Trump gets elected, he's a greater threat. So Donald Trump, who allegedly agrees with Liz Cheney on all major issues, but he's a greater threat than the person who disagrees with you on all major issues. And somehow the person that disagrees with you on all major issues is somehow better for America? That must mean you don't have any major issues that you believe in. So let's backtrack this thing. Kamala HQ Lies, claim from Liz Cheney. Play for me.
As a conservative, as someone who believes in and cares about the Constitution, I have thought deeply about this. And because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
So not only is she not voting for Donald Trump, she is voting for Kamala Harris. So she has now decided that she's for gay marriage and pro-transgenderism, pro-open borders, pro-gun confiscation, pro-unfettered abortion, right? That's who this person is. So let's look at this now. George video. Make sure you follow George on Twitter. Watch what Liz Cheney used to say about Kamala Harris. Now, this is simply... let's say 2024. This is 4 years ago. Four small little years ago. Play for me, Will.
As somebody who is a centrist, and in one fell swoop here, he has put somebody on the ticket whose voting record in the Senate is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So I think that the American people are going to look at the substance of this. They're going to look at what she stood for in the past. They're going to look at what she said during the primary election. And it's very clear. She is a radical liberal. She's somebody that has said we ought to spend $32 trillion on Medicare for all. If you look at her record as well in California, she did, in fact, essentially ban gun sales with executive action. And she threatened during the primaries to do the same thing if she's elected.
So a mere 4 years later, she's voting for that person.
Weird.
Who's to the left of Bernie Sanders. It's as if what Aaron just said a minute ago, it's all simply a game for the 958 that are watching right now. And for me and you and Aaron and Will. This is real live. We have real principles. We believe in certain things. But Liz Cheney believes, obviously, in nothing.
Right.
She honestly believes that Donald Trump is a greater threat when he allegedly believes in all the things that she believes in. But he is a greater threat than the antithesis of all that she believes in, which means she must not believe in anything. Go to the next one for me. Look at the Liz Cheney tweet. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal. Look at the date on the bottom. Who would raise taxes, take away guns. Now she's voting for this. How could you have any... Now, does this go back to, you know, my philosophy of Washington, D.C., the synergistic fake tension that goes on in Washington, D.C.? Is she a major player in that? Mm-hmm. When you simply have Republicans playing the role of conservatives. They're not actually conservatives. They're playing the role of conservatives. So that legitimate conservatives don't take their seat. So what they do is basically using a biblical term, occupy until they come. So they occupy the seat so that a legit conservative can't. So all the while talking conservative to their constituency, saying conservative things, they legislate the opposite. That shows you. Now this tweet shows you that's who she is. She says all these conservative things, but when push comes to shove, because her feelings are hurt, that now she is going to vote for the antithesis of all that she allegedly believes in. Mm-hmm. So she must not believe in anything. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland. Now she's, okay, Kamala Harris wants to recreate America in the image of what she sees in Portland and Seattle, and now Liz is voting for it. So how could Liz actually be a woman of principle? How could she have any societal or moral rudder at all? Because she's voting for the antithesis of all that she has espoused verbally over her entire political career, which, of course, is why she lost by a huge margin to Harriet Hageman. Yep. in Montana. So there's Liz Cheney. Let's go to the next thing. Some good news now. I actually titled this positive. Ames video, two in a row here. We'll run these both in a row. Ames videos. Here's Heroes Welcome. You'll see both these videos. Heroes Welcome for Trump on Fox. And that was with the Hannity interview, which we'll go to in a second. Massive sellout crowd for Tucker. Now, when we get to Tucker, I don't think they actually show him. There'll be J.D. Vance first, I think, and then it goes to Tucker. I'm not sure, though. Yep. When you see a giant arena, understand, that is not for a rock concert. That's for Tucker to sit down on a chair and talk to people and interview people. That's all that it is. Packed max capacity for J.D. Vance in Mesa, Arizona, all in one night. Play for me, Will. Now, I want anybody to go ahead and leave it in the chat, and especially if you're left-hard and you're watching right now. I want you to give me one liberal, I don't like to use the word liberal, leftist commentator that could do this. Yeah. Look at that place.
It's massive.
I mean, look at the size of that place, completely sold out, so an ex-Fox anchor can pontificate and talk to Russell Brand. You're telling me, like we were just talking about the corruption in the elections with Joel Altman, you're telling me that we're losing, that we lose? There's not a Democrat outside of nobody in Hollywood could do this, but like a musician could. Taylor Swift could do this. She's a leftard. She could fill up an arena. No doubt about it. You know, you have to give credit where credit is due. Can't stand her, but that's a fact. But think about it. They tell us that we lose. And one of our commentators, it's called the, I'm trying to think of what Tucker's network is, TCN.
TCN, yeah.
So TCN, so simply the owner and operator of TCN, which is brand new, less than a year old, can do this. And we lose elections? No way.
Yeah.
There is no way. I mean, Steve Bannon, who's languishing in prison right now as a political prisoner of the Biden-Harris administration, he said it. He estimates that 78% of the country is with us. 78%. This shows it. So when we lose, you know that it's corruption. You absolutely know. Here's some more proof for you. Breitbart News video. Massive. You guys can do side by side this. I'll just read it. Massive line for Trump. And this is Trump Hannity town hall. Look at this now. This is for a town hall with Sean Hannity and Donald Trump. I mean, it'll speed up here in a second. Look at the size. This is the people waiting to get in. I don't know if it's already full. I don't know where they're at in the status of this thing during this video. But this is for the Hannity-Trump town hall, which I don't know exactly how long it went. At least, obviously, it went for at least 60 minutes, probably went longer. Not sure, probably was on and off camera. We know it was at least an hour. Now, as Joel Altman said, you there. Look at the sign. This is the way people trying to get into this thing, and we lose elections. Let's see what would happen if you had a tapper, or a Chuck Todd Kamala night. How many people would line up for that? like this, and we lose? I don't think so, folks. And by the way, this is in every state, red or blue. Red or blue. The lines are just like this in every state, red or blue. Because here's the thing, outside of maybe one or two states, there ain't no. I meant to say ain't. There ain't no blue. Look at this freaking line, man. For Hannity Trump. This is not even a Trump rally. This is Hannity Trump. All right, where am I at, Will? Am I at Trump War Room?
Yes, sir.
Trump War Room video. So here is Hannity Trump. And remember September 4th, this was last night.
Yeah.
Do you remember what this night was supposed to be? Remember? Play for me, Will.
And let me just tell the audience, so everybody is fully aware, is that tonight Fox offered a debate opportunity between you and Kamala Harris, and I was not going to be here, but it was going to be Brett and Martha.
This was supposed to be a debate.
Right.
So I would have preferred.
I
think he's a nice guy, but I would have preferred a debate.
Thanks a lot.
But this is the best we could do, Sean.
Where's the media outrage? Where is it? Anytime Trump would in any way pivot at all with debate. He never said he wasn't going to do them. He just would pivot on rules. Mm-hmm. He wanted the same rules as the Biden debate and all the same dates and all the, and they would all, the media would be all over him. September 4th was supposed to be their first debate. Kamala canceled it because it was a Fox debate. They were supposed to be basically symbolically on that stage without Sean Hannity. You're going to have the Brett Bears do it, the limp-wristed commentators on Fox doing it. It wasn't going to be any, you know, political pundits or advocates or anything like that. So that was supposed to be, you know, September 4th. You look at the line getting into that place, and then that was supposed to be the debate. And Kamala Harris canceled it. And so their next debate, I believe, is the 11th. I think it's coming up. And we'll be live for that on, I think it's the 11th. Don't hold me to that right now. I'm trying to remember whether it's the 11th or something like that. But anyway, so that was supposed to be debate night. And she bailed on it. All right, let's go to this next story. Jack Posobiec tweet. What have we here from the National File? Here is $1 billion-plus dollar loan. Here is the $1 billion-plus loan made in part by the Central Bank of China to the Fox News and the Murdochs to help pay off the Dominion lawsuit. Now, why would a Chinese CCP-controlled bank loan Fox News $1 billion when the settlement was $750 million? That's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of weird. You could read a lot into this, and it would be hyperbolic, but tell me a justification for it. Why would a CCP-controlled bank, the Central Bank of China, why would they be paying off a debt that Fox has to Dominion voting machines? And why did Fox ever settle that to begin with?
Right.
I mean, think about it. Well, Fox News was being sued by Dominion because they had people on their shows saying that Dominion machines could be corrupted, which they can be, which has been proven over and over again in court hearings that they are easily corrupted by any tech, any sort of, I don't want to even say tech genius, but anybody with any sort of tech expertise can easily get into a Dominion voting machine, Smartmatic, any of them,
yep,
and manipulate them. It's not hard.
No.
So you have Fox News paying off a defamation lawsuit because they had people on their show advocating a position. I'll just use Dominion's angle. So Dominion is saying, you had people that defamed us on your show, so we're suing the show. So how in the world are you going to have any sort of editorial situation at all, ever, whether it's written, an editorial section written, or an editorial section on any news program or on any platform ever?
Yep.
Because if you have anybody on your show, how are you going to have, I mean, again, see this, what this is all about. This is what's going on in Brazil. It's going on in the European Union. It's going on in California, California versus Elon Musk, Brazil versus Elon Musk, the European Union versus Elon Musk. It's all about the suppression of free speech. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you can now, not only the person who could get sued is the defamer, not the person who's asking the questions of the defamer. And for some reason, the CCP, who strangely continues to have spies pop up everywhere. Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur for 20 years, deputy chief of staff for the governor of New York's a Chinese spy. Eric Swalwell was having sexual intercourse with a Chinese spy for over a year. Fang Fang, who then disappeared off the globe, and then they tracked her travel, and she was flown out by the PLA. And now we have China mysteriously comes in and pay. Now, is this one of those Biden loans? Because Biden gets all these loans all the time that he never needs to pay back. Mm-hmm. Is this one of those loans from the Central Bank of China that Fox doesn't have to pay back? And why is Fox taking money from our geopolitical enemy and rival?
Hmm.
How does that make any sense at all to anybody? All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Patrick, what do you got here?
Oh, that was just for the debate.
The debate is on September 10th.
Yep.
Glad you guys said, because I got the date wrong. September 10th in Philadelphia, and we'll use the same rules and format as the June debate between Trump and Biden. So everybody, you can watch it here. We'll be streaming it live here. And I'll be honest with you, not crazy about doing those shows, only because I don't want to be talking when you're trying to listen. But, I'll have to be honest, when I watched the DNC with Alex Jones, it was fantastic. listen, watching, I wouldn't normally even watch the DNC, but I was looking for something to watch, because I was out in the garage and I didn't even watch it. I was just listening. And Alex Jones was talking as these people were talking. Fantastic. Just freaking great. Absolutely great. All right, Patrick Byrne tweet. I told the public there was a backstory. I knew 2 months before they settled, Fox News settled with Dominion, they were going to settle. Paul Ryan, of course, fake Republican, actually a Democrat, and Rupert Murdoch did not want to fight Dominion because it might help Trump. That's weird, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Why would it help Trump? Because there's a nasty word. This is why you don't see Anthony Fauci sue RFK Jr. Why doesn't he sue RFK Jr.? Why aren't there more defamation lawsuits? Why? Because you have a little thing, a little problem with this, is there's something called discovery.
Yep.
So if you're like, if Michelle Obama wants to prove she's not Big Mike, she's going to have to prove it. See what I'm saying? So may not want to go prove that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. So she may not want to go to a bathroom with a doctor and then hike him down with one doctor for the defense and one doctor for the plaintiff, right?
Ugh.
So if you actually fight it, this is a really deep dive, because you're looking in again to the merging, which is fascism, of corporatism and governance. And how far this goes, and 49% of Fox is owned by BlackRock. But Paul Ryan and Rupert Murdoch did not want to fight Dominion because it might help Trump. Because if there's discovery and it turns out Dominion machines were violated and were infiltrated, it helps Trump.
Yep.
So they just paid off Dominion, but then they didn't really have to pay him off because the Central Bank of China paid the Dominion settlement for them.
Must be nice.
It's just weird, isn't it? Yeah, go on.
Do you think that bank is connected with Dominion? Like they're just, it's basically like a circle,
the symbiote, the circle bleep symbiote.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I think it all is. I think it all is. I think there's people that are part of the party, George Collin, and you and I aren't invited.
Yeah, yeah.
I said there was a background payment that made it not onerous to Fox. There it is. I had to put that out there for everybody. All right, let me show you this one. It's just an interesting little, oh man, it's already 10:20. Holy moly, I thought it was like 10:04.
Yeah, no.
Wow. Oh man, I got so much here. Trying to find like a quick hitter.
You're 9 minutes over your guesstimate.
What did I say I was going to do?
10:11.
10:11, oh yeah. Man, okay. You got Garland, he's doing the indictment because Garland's going after Russian collusion again.
Oh, good.
With RT that allegedly, RT allegedly has shareholdings in various conservative media outlets, and
like
now they're
Tenet,
going after them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tenet, which is like Dave Rubin,
Benny Johnson,
Tim Pool.
Yep.
So we'll cover it tomorrow, but my stuff's, it's too long for me to hop into now. All right. We'll call it a night. Stick around for the post game. Rumble Rants tonight. Tammy on Margaret. Full hour of fury tomorrow. Well, full hour and whatever minutes. Full of fury tomorrow. Back on it. I'll cover all this stuff. Got a lot of great stuff to go over. Still trying to get to the stuff I've said I've been trying to get to, but more things just keep popping up. But stick around for the post game. Nude Monk, also $10. Appreciate you guys. Make sure that you do go and give Joel Altman, Frank Speech, Conservative Daily Podcast, give them a follow. These are legit. These are legit people.
Yeah.
You got some podcasts, they'll bend and conform to stay on YouTube and, they'll be controlled opposition. Definitely not Joel Altman and Conservative Daily and Mike Lindell and all. These are legit. These are legit great people. They're all part of you have Lindell is very much hooked in with Bannon. These are the legit people. All right, love you all. Back here tomorrow, 9 at 9 o'clock. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game, and I'll see you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Love you all. God bless you. Most Christians, though, don't pass the test. And instead, they become controlled opposition for the devil. He has changed their theology. I didn't pass the test, but you know what? God's just all about being in the midst of our struggles. That's not a Bible verse. It's not a Bible verse. God wants you to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, not ever struggle. If you do these things, you will never struggle. Those things are really the four essentials: prayer, Bible study, worship, fellowship. Well, I tried that. Yeah, you tried it for a day, you tried it for a week, tried it for a month, maybe even tried it for a year. But you gave the devil 50 years and you gave God 50 minutes. I'm telling you right now, if you prayed and studied the word every day, you would never, ever struggle in your walk with God.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.